Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
...609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, I don't know where to start today. I came in a great mood, made this awesome sardines and eggs last night. I just shared a picture with producer Thomas because I'm going to put the recipe online. And then, Eric, I got to hear, I thought I was aggravated about soccer because I hate soccer.
It's just, you and me both.
Right? So I was aggravated about that, only to have the next level hit me with this ICE detention center. Now, let me just understand this for a minute. You've got the township attorney in Roxbury is none other than the Republican leader in the Senate, Anthony Bucco.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I correct in understanding your news report that the town of Roxbury, Roxbury Township, whose township attorney is a Republican leader in the Senate, is suing the federal government and Immigration and Customs Enforcement over a proposed detention center at a warehouse in the township?
He is the township attorney, so therefore he's representing them in the legal matter. So you, it's a bipartisan lawsuit because you have Democrat Mikey Sherrill's administration, mm-hmm. as well as the Republican-led council in Roxbury, suing to prevent ICE from converting the warehouse to a detention center.
It's just, this is amazing to me. I mean, these are the same politicians in Gonamore, Fantasia, all of them, who talk about being pro-Trump, and we've got to... Actually, it was Fantasia, if I believe, that gave this very aggressive speech on the floor the other day, specifically about immigration. Talking, right, if I remember.
Yes.
And I think you interviewed her for your mm-hmm. show at night.
Yep.
That she was railing on the Democrats for putting the value of illegal immigrants over citizens. Mm-hmm. And I'm paraphrasing. I didn't hear her
whole speech. That's essentially what the caucus has come out and said.
Right.
Yes.
And now this group has turned around and said, well, we want to enforce immigration laws, but not in our little quaint town. And you know what's interesting? I looked into this a little bit, Eric. Apparently that warehouse, the guy that built it, this was supposed to be a Walmart distribution center.
I believe that's the case, yes.
And the town, now I don't know, again, about as far as the legislators are concerned or what Bucco's role is as township attorney. But for whatever reason, the guy was denied his permits after they had gone under construction. He had spent millions of dollars. So this is how the whole conversation originally started with the federal government. He needed to recoup his money, and the government was there. So I mean,
it was, from his standpoint, it was a smart business decision.
Of course it was. I agree. But here's the thing, Eric. If we are helping ICE enforce the law and the Republicans want to take credit for standing with President Trump and standing against the sanctuary state. I mean, Paul Kinitra stood up and gave a really good speech on the floor as well. And you know, Kinitra has been very consistent with this. I have not heard him say anything about the ICE detention facility, and I get it, not in his district. But you've got the same Republicans attacking Mikey Sherrill for the sanctuary state, now joining Mikey Sherrill in her fight against Tom Homan and ICE.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you say to that? This is why this special election is today. Any predictions? Meaning Mikey Sherrill's old seat, Joe Hathaway, Mayor Randolph, good guys, come on the show a couple of times, running against a real radical, you know, Mom Donnie leftist in Anahila Mejia? Is that her name?
Mejia, yeah.
Mejia. Any predictions on what might happen? based on your knowledge?
I think Mejia is gonna win just based on the disparity of registrations. You know, I think the wild card in this, and I had David Wildstein on my show last night too, and he was talking to the bits. You have about 8.5% or so turnout in pre-voting. We've never had a special election on a Thursday immediately following tax day.
First time ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've had Thursday special elections before,
but never in April following
tax day.
So what does that tell Wildstein?
Well, I mean, it's pure.
Because he's a smart guy when it comes to all this stuff.
It's pure speculation, but what is the impact if you are a taxpayer and you know that there's an election coming up tomorrow and you just wrote a big check to the IRS? Are you angry? And does that anger prompt you to vote? And does that anger prompt you to vote for or against a Democrat?
I wonder, too, if you are one of those folks, because certainly it's impacted me and apparently not you as much this year. You worked all 12 months. But, you know, if you're getting a refund, if you looked at that tax return and said, wow, I'm getting a few thousand bucks back or a few hundred dollars back or whatever it is, if it would have the opposite effect.
I don't know.
You know, I'll send another Trump voice to
it's just to another Congress. One of those things that, you know, could be a wild card in this race, because you're not going to see, I don't know that you're going to see turnout that is north of 11-12%.
I'll take the gentleman's bet on that and bet the over.
And you're going to bet the over? Than 12?
I think more than 12.
You think it'd have more than 12?
I think, not much. I think, I don't think it'll be as high as 15, but I do think we could hit 13-14%. Here's what I base that on. The number of mail-in ballots that have already come in.
Okay.
And the problem is, if you only look at that, it's like a D plus, 30-40 district. Like, it's,
yeah.
Joe's got to overcome thousands and thousands of votes today on election day. He's got to win election day voting almost 2-1.
Without a doubt. Yeah, just based on what we're seeing. You know, we don't know who they voted for, but we know that there are more Democrat votes that have been returned early than Republican. I don't know. Is there a shot? Yep, in New Jersey, there's always a shot. Does the conventional wisdom tell you that, you know, it's a realistic shot? Probably not. And keep in mind, these guys could square off again.
In November. Yeah, I don't think, I don't know how it's going to, I mean, there's a primary coming up in June. Was it June 2nd?
Yep.
The interesting thing is the new party chair, NJGOP, and the cabal in Monmouth County that run the party now, they've offered zero help. They've done nothing. I haven't seen an ad. I haven't seen, nothing.
No.
And they had this big gala the other day. They raised $100,000 at their gala. There's still, I believe, another $100,000 in debt. They have no office. You know, I mean, we've been talking about this for years. And imagine holding a gala, getting $100,000 from your donors, and you have a special election. You have an opportunity to actually have an impact, and crickets. So we'll see what happens. All right, question for you. Do you agree with me? Oh, I know some Republicans will say, wow, he's beating up on Republicans again. Guys, how do you not beat up on the Republicans? How do you have the head of the Senate Republican caucus leading the charge against the Trump administration on immigration? Is this not our core issue? How do you stand there and watch Dawn Fantasia and the rest of the caucus rail on Mikey Sherrill and then support their lawsuit against Trump? Wow. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. If you're a Republican voter, are you willing to speak out and say, I've had enough of this awful Republican Party the way it is in New Jersey? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:17 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
6:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So there's an election today, and it's in the 11th district of northern New Jersey, mostly Morris County. Our friend Joe Hathaway, mayor of Randolph, is running for Congress against a real communist, Ana Lila Mejia. And, you know, it's a shame because you've got such distractions going on in New Jersey. My guess is none of you even know there's an election today. Right? Jill, right? I mean, it's
well,
like...
Well, it was funny because you said there's an election today. I'm like, there is? Am I supposed to be voting?
Right. You don't have to vote today. Don't worry. It's the 11th district, Morris County, North Jersey. But imagine, this is for the open congressional seat for Mikey Sherrill. Sherrill gets elected governor, seats open. What I don't understand is, why this election wouldn't be held on the June primary date. Like, we already have an election in process when people know it's coming. We have it every year, June and November. But what will so now, listen to this. You have to have three elections.
Right.
So this, so today, whoever wins today, Ana Lila Mejia and Joe Hathaway, goes to Congress tomorrow. Like, because this is filling a vacancy. But then they have to face the voters in a primary in June.
June, that's usually primary. That's what you think.
Right. So we're assuming both of them will win their respective primaries, regardless of who goes to D.C. tomorrow. And then face the voters again in November.
November, which, that's
so
the
from,
pure election.
So think about that. In 7 months, three elections. It's wild. Only in Jersey.
It's too
only
much.
In Jersey. It's too, I agree. But we were talking about earlier, I think you're going to get maybe 12 or 13% people to show up. Most people just simply don't show up. So the question is, I do this all the time. I talk about, whether you're digging in, and I am digging in. And I'm going to tell you, there's a reason why I bring this up today. A, there's an election today, and I think it's important that you know that. And if you live in the 11th district in New Jersey, then you want to make sure that you vote today if you're a registered voter. Because the idea that you're going to send a member of Congress with 1 in 10 people voting is kind of nuts. I mean, think about that, right? Think about how important the job is of representing constituents, yet we leave it up to the tiniest fraction of people to pay attention. Now, I'm going to just read your town, so listen up. If you're in Passaic County, Little Falls, Totowa, Wayne, and Woodland Park. If you are in Essex County, Belleville, Bloomfield, Cedar Grove, Fairfield, Glen Ridge, Livingston, Maplewood, Milburn, Montclair, North Caldwell, Nutley, Roseland, South Orange, and West Caldwell. And if you're in Morris County, it's 27 municipalities, pretty much the whole county. So get out and vote today. If you're in one of these almost 40 towns that comprise this district, and make your voice heard. Now, on the other side of it, I want to mention something on the other side of the news. We've got FIFA coming to New Jersey. Now, aside from the fact that I am not a soccer fan, even a little bit, it's an aggravating game to watch. It's not relaxing like watching fish. I like to watch the fish tank. I like to watch golf. It's kind of relaxing. In soccer, you never know when the game is going to end because of the extra time, all the penalties. Like, it's an aggravating sport. But more importantly, if you listen to what the governor said, FIFA is going to bring in $11 billion. You, New Jersey commuters, are going to be on the hook for higher fares. And if you are a Manhattan commuter to your regular drudgery and your job that barely pays the bills living in the Garden State, if you don't have a ticket, you're not even going to be able to get in to Manhattan on those days. I think it's grotesquely unfair. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:27 is the time. Eric Scott with the news now. 6:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, let me understand. I just kind of take a step out of this issue in Roxbury and understand what they're trying to do with New Jersey Transit. Now, on one side, you've got FIFA coming in town, 8 games being played at the Meadowlands. So we could have hundreds of thousands of people coming. Presumably, someone doesn't have a ticket to all 8 games. probably they get one or two games. That would be my guess, given the prices.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some people are spending up to $10,000 for one
ridiculous
ticket, yeah. one game yep. ticket.
I know.
So you're going to have hundreds of thousands of people descending upon New Jersey. A lot of people coming from Manhattan, taking the train over from Penn Station. But some of the games are during the week. And that means New Jersey commuters on the Northeast Corridor or any other line heading into Penn Station to go to their job will not be able to stay on the train past a certain stop? Is that, how is that going to work? I mean, they could barely collect the tickets that you buy to ride the train.
Right.
Who the hell's policing whether you have a World Cup ticket?
I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. And I would assume that part of the cost that Governor Sherrill was talking about is putting on additional personnel to do that. And one of the frustrating things about this is there's been all kinds of leaks about what's going to happen. New Jersey Transit hasn't confirmed any of this. You had the board of directors yesterday authorizing CEO Chris Collari, who you and I both respect.
Yeah, he's a good man. I mean, I'm friends with him. He's a good guy.
He's going to basically can arbitrarily set the cost of the ticket now. One spokesman said earlier this week, all of this is speculation and rumor. We're confirming none of it. We'll have a final plan out by the end of the month.
Well, the rumor was they were going to charge $100 to go from the Meadowlands into Penn Station.
Right. They're not denying that, but they're also not confirming that. And it could be more. Keep in mind, that's a ticket that normally costs $12.90.
Are they talking about the let's say I get on the train in Monmouth County or Ocean County, and I'm heading up to get, or I get on at Princeton Junction, mm-hmm. where, you know, whatever, Northeast Corridor, the whether I get it at the shore, where, at what point will a normal commuter have to pay that gouging extra cost?
Well, a normal commuter won't have to pay that. That is the cost, as we've been told, or as it's been rumored at this point. That's going to be the cost from for the ticket to get back from the Meadowlands
okay.
into New York.
Now, that is separate and aside from saying I will not be able to go into Penn Station if I'm not a ticketed FIFA customer.
Correct.
Is that a rumor, or have they denied that?
It wasn't exactly confirmed, but they also didn't deny that, and they also cited security concerns because you're going to have multiple heads of state in the area, et cetera, et cetera. And they did talk about having, you know, additional bus service or ferry service or whatever. That'll all come out in the plan. But what we believe to be the case at this point, and let's pick one of these matches that happens during the week, okay? So you come in to, you take the Northeast Corridor, get on at Princeton Junction, you commute into Manhattan. Now it's time for you to come home. Unless you have a ticket to the World Cup match, you will be denied access to a good portion of Penn Station in New York. So how do you get on a train to come home? Well, some have said, well, you got to get to Newark. So how do you do that? Do you take PATH from Exchange
because
Street?
At Newark Penn Station, which is if I get off at Newark, what about Secaucus?
You could you have to get to Secaucus.
So how do I get to Secaucus if I can't get on the train from
PATH
New York?
Would be an option. Buses would be an option.
Wow, boy, they're really screwing these people. Oh, my God. I guess you could also
and I think
get to Hoboken.
You could. I mean, the problem is not getting from Newark or Hoboken or Jersey City back home.
It's getting out of New York.
It's getting out of New York.
And I can tell you, now that I am a commuter all over again, I don't know how this happened, but I'm an early morning weekend commuter.
Right.
Even on Saturday and Sunday, Sunday being the worst day because every tourist in the world is out there gawking in Times Square and everything, the drive out of Manhattan, it has taken me 40 minutes sometimes just to go from 3rd and 49th to get to the Lincoln Tunnel. I've had to go through Staten Island sometimes because I literally can't get across town.
Yeah, no, I know. I've had that. You know, I did that commute on the weekends. It is
so you're
not
talking
easy.
A 2-hour ride.
Yeah.
Well, the buses sit in the same traffic.
Right.
So imagine on a weekday. It took me 2 hours. Well, I shouldn't say that. Hour and 45 minutes to get in when I was doing the night show Thursday and Friday. Even getting out, it was a solid hour and a half home. And that was normal traffic. And you know, and the buses at that time aren't running as frequently. So imagine you're trying to get out of there at 6 o'clock.
I think part of the recommendation, and I think it's rather insulting to commuters, is going to be, well, you should work from home those days.
Yeah, and if you're a guy that works in the trades and you install carpet, windows, you're a scaffolding guy, guess what you can't do?
Yeah.
Work from home.
Yeah, you can't work from home.
It's a slap in the face. I agree with that. What I don't understand is why Cheryl is just whining about it. Like, why not do something about it? How have you not met with FIFA already? I mean, honestly, I think they ought to sue over this. How FIFA is going to take in billions of dollars in revenue, and the New Jersey commuters have to suffer through this. I said this from go. Murphy never had a plan. You and I talked about this at the beginning of his term. Forgetting COVID, this man did not want to run the mechanics of the state government, unlike his predecessor, Chris Christie, who understood very well how to move the levers and push the right buttons and pull the switches. So you get a guy that accepted this deal with FIFA. We are not ready.
Well, he's a soccer fan. I mean, he's a huge soccer fan. He just was like, we want World Cup in New Jersey.
Yeah. This, I have to tell you guys, I think this could be one of the most colossal disasters that we have seen in our state. And I don't say that just to be negative. I'm genuinely concerned about commuters, about traffic, about crime. Who's going to be policing all the Airbnbs and Vrbos and everything else? You don't know. From these, look at it, guys. We have an illegal immigration problem. Let me tell you, a lot of the soccer fans are among these illegal immigrants. So you're not going to have the accountability. I am not even considering putting my house on the rental block for this. I'm not even, no way. So how about you? Do you dislike soccer as much as I do? And even if you love soccer, do you see the problem with this? Or are you planning to go to a game and you'd like me and Eric to just shut up about this? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady, and I will be with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Hey, we're talking about the World Cup, 8 games coming to New Jersey. Are you ready for this? This could be an absolute disaster. Governor Murphy had no plan. Governor Sherrill's not wrong to punt and say, hey, this is not my fault. I inherited this. But, you know, Governor, you were elected governor to lead, not to complain. So stop your whining and actually do something about this. And I would start by getting the lawyers all saddled up and ready, because I want to know why FIFA can come in here and profiteer on our state with a bunch of illegals going to these games and foreigners coming in. And how are we going to benefit? Do you know what the cost is going to be to all these local towns? The cop overtime, the repairs of the roadways, all of it. This is going to be a potential massive drain on our resource, not to mention New Jersey transit commuters getting burned, having to take a back seat. 1-800-283-101.5. Are you going to any World Cup games? Do you think I'm being a little too harsh about this? 6:55. Eric Scott with the news next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, Eric, I think this FIFA thing could be an unmitigated disaster. How many people are they estimating will be here when the matches ensue?
I mean, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, a million people or more. You know, there are people that are going to come here that aren't even going to have tickets to the matches because they want to go to the bars and, you know, there's celebrations and there's parties and there's all kinds of stuff surrounding it. You know, so forget the, 80,000 that are going to be at the stadium. You're going to have so many more that are in and around the area hanging out just to be part of the event.
Yeah. It's so interesting to me is now ICE has been helpful at the airports with TSA moving the lines along. And how is that going to work with ICE being banned by the governor from public property? Like, what? How is this going to all play out?
Well, we haven't even talked about yet the fact that they are banning parking at the stadium. So
you can't drive.
I guess you could drive into a satellite lot and maybe take a bus or something like
that.
And
what is the purpose of banning parking? They don't want you to drive.
They don't want you to drive, and they don't want tailgating, and they don't want, you know, mass crowds in the parking lot, because you would potentially have the people that we talked about that don't have tickets would go and tailgate in the parking lot, even if they didn't have a ticket to the stadium.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, they're going to cite, here's what's going to happen is you're going to hear this from all of the officials, Governor Sherrill. You're going to hear this from Chris Calori. It's all about security, because you have various heads of state from foreign nations that are going to be here, and dignitaries and everything else for this event. So we're doing it to keep everybody safe. I think they have real security concerns.
Yeah.
At a lot of these venues, not just at MetLife, but wherever else in the country they are holding World Cup matches, because of the potential for violence. How many times have we seen violence break out at soccer matches and riots and people get trampled and stuff like that? I'm not suggesting that that's going to happen, but I do think that that is something that considering.
It's a very real possibility. But also, I think that no one is talking about the child trafficking that happens in and around these events.
Oh, there has been, to the state's defense.
Have they mentioned
They have talked about this almost from the very beginning in the human trafficking. And
still going to be on a jihad against ICE. Where the ICE agents could actually, you know, a lot of this trafficking is happening because of the cartels and the coyotes and what happened for 4 years over the southern border. It's not the only reason, but it's certainly a big part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've worked with a number of groups that deal, both state and federal groups that deal with human trafficking. I've moderated some events around this. They are acutely aware and are taking steps. I mean, part of what they monitor is they monitor the ports, because sometimes,
right,
you know, these human slaves are being brought in on container ships. So you have, you know, the federal agencies that are, you know, customs enforcement, and they have all been trained on the signs to watch for. They've been trained on, you know, on how to identify and spot individuals who are both engaged in human trafficking or human trafficking victims. Now, does that mean it's not going to happen? Of course. It's a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
But that is something that was brought up and almost from the very beginning. So from the state police to the federal agencies, they're on the lookout for that.
Yeah. So that's the question. I think this is fraught with peril. And I do not believe New Jersey is ready for this from a law enforcement standpoint, from an infrastructure standpoint. I think the idea that the regular workers, guys that are working the trades, who take the train in every day, you know, you're going to be disrupted for this fantasy that New Jerseyans love soccer. And I think it's nonsense. And when you find out the bill that's going to come with this, and FIFA makes no contribution. I want to be very clear about this. FIFA makes no contribution to the tens of millions of dollars that this is going to cost our local towns in cop overtime and infrastructure repairs. So my question to you is, are you excited the World Cup's coming? Are you going to one of the matches? Or do you agree with me? This is a bad idea. They shouldn't even be coming. 1-800-283-101.5, 715. Fast traffic instant weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I'm sure you've heard about this in Cherry Hill. A guy got shot at the Liberty Bell Plaza on Route 70 Wednesday afternoon. 61-year-old guy taken to the hospital after being shot while sitting in his car. I got to tell you, I grew up in Cherry Hill, as you know, and like to read something like that. Now, I don't know if it was a, you know, who knows, a drug deal gone awry, if it was just some random wilding teenager. Who knows? We don't know yet. Hopefully we'll find out soon. But then you think of that. You think of the shooting at the fast food restaurant. Things are getting more violent in New Jersey. And my question to you is, did you apply for or are you more inclined to apply for now a concealed carry permit? The couple things are going on right now where the Congress is moving to enact a reciprocal right to carry and a national right to carry where you have effectively a constitutional right to have a firearm with you unless you break the law, become a felon, etc. I fully support that. I think we're beyond the point now where we are just kidding ourselves that we think we live in a society where government can control the flow of firearms. They don't. And if you're a law-abiding citizen and you jump through hoops and you pay the fees and you go through the classes and all of this stuff, you are unique because the guy that you're defending yourself against potentially in the future, the scumbag perp who's going to come and jack your car or invade your home or shoot you in a parking lot, that guy didn't go through any training, any licensing steps. They just got the guns. You know, your crimes are committed almost exclusively by illegal guns, guns that are not have not gone through that proper process, or perps who have not gone through that. It's not like a guy waits online, goes through everything, and then goes and shoots a place up. It's just not how it works. So my question to you is, has all this news changed your mindset on having a right to carry? And do you agree it's time for the government to recognize that the founders did not want our right to be armed to be infringed? And I realize in the Second Amendment it says a well-organized militia, but these are separate concepts because at the time, every single member of the militia had a weapon, took their weapon home. It would have been unheard of for someone not to be able to be armed to protect their farm and their family. So different time as it translates today, I think we're in a lot of trouble if we get to a point where we just lay down our arms. And you watch what's happening in countries around the world. Anytime that they come for your guns, what follows is you'll be jailed for a Facebook post. So my question is, given everything that's been happening, are you more inclined now to say, I think I need to get that right to carry? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Dan, you'll be first on the other side of the news. Next with Eric Scott.
Five.
7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. So you got a shooting in a parking lot in Cherry Hill. You had the fast food shooting the other day. It's violent. And now... Let me tell you something, guys. This FIFA thing has got me super concerned. Not only do we have 900,000 estimated, according to Semim and Paul Kenitra, illegals in New Jersey, but you've got a governor that's fighting ICE. You've got Republicans who are now fighting ICE, and I'm talking about Tony Bucco, Dawn Fantasia, Mike Ingonomore. These are supposed Republicans who will give speeches on the House floor railing on the sanctuary state. Meanwhile, they will actively and aggressively oppose ICE converting a warehouse that was supposed to be a Walmart warehouse distribution center into a holding place because they, you know, not in my backyard. Typical New Jersey Republicans. This is why they've lost 11 seats in the last two cycles. And, you know, I have a meeting today that I'm holding with some folks to talk about the path forward and a new organization that I'm launching because I'm sick of it. And the Republicans can't get the job done. And that means most of them need to be replaced. So we're going to set out to do just that because I love New Jersey. And it's not enough to just sit here and be aggravated on the air in the morning when you hear all the nonsense coming in. But for the Republican leader, Tony Bucco, to serve as the township attorney in Roxbury and be a part of a lawsuit against Tom Homan and ICE for doing something that they're that makes sense. We have to put people somewhere. And if you're detaining people through a legal process, you know, guys, it actually makes a lot more sense and it's more efficient for our government to detain them in New Jersey, which means it's better for law enforcement. You know, part of the problem is that we have to because of the sanctuary and Murphy refusing to house aliens anywhere in New Jersey, you had ICE agents having to drive hours sometimes to drop a guy off. Like, literally, you're depleting your force. So what Bucco is doing, what Fantasia and Ngannamort did, and I think they know their seats are in trouble in 2027. You're going to see a lot of these guys decide not to run because people don't like hypocrisy. And if you're going to campaign and bloviate on the assembly floor, talking to no one, because Democrats don't care. They've got a, you know, huge, huge majority. If you're going to do that, well, then put your money where your mouth is. Don't be a complete fraud. So, you know, Dawn Fraudtasia is just that. And with Republicans like them, this is why we're going to keep seeing Republican seats being taken away. We have to fight back. And I am focused on what I call the zero by fours. And a zero by four is somebody who has never voted in a Republican primary. We need them to step up. And when you independents and unaffiliated voters understand the message that I'm delivering and decide to get involved in these primaries and start taking out some of these hypocrite losers, we may actually build a serious opposition to the Democrat majority. And by 29, 31, take the state back for normal. It took the Democrats 8 years to take it back. And then they redefined normal. And part of the issue we have is guns and the right to carry. And the idea that New Jersey hammers legal gun owners. I mean, hammers them. The cost, the hoops you got to jump through. And I'm hoping that the federal government helps us by declaring a national right to carry, constitutional carry. No government entity should prevent you from defending yourself, period, end of sentence. So are you more inclined now to want to have a right to carry? Are you a new gun owner who's decided, yeah, I don't know when the next cretin is going to come knocking on my door, but you're not getting in my house? Let's go to Dan in PA. What's going on, Dan?
Morning, Bill. Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi, man. What's happening?
Not too much. Just working here, driving up Turnpike. I am sitting at the Woodrow Wilson rest area.
Yep.
So I'm not driving, talking on my phone.
So, There you go.
There we go.
So tell me about, so you're a driver. Do you have a right to carry?
No, I'm going to apply for it. I have friends that have it, and they said that it's basically useless in the state because you can't carry it anywhere.
Right.
My son's in the Marine Corps in North Carolina. My daughter's in Tennessee. So when I travel there, I want to be able to carry there. So that's what I'm looking at.
Well, I went and got my Utah license, and I did that many, many years ago. And it was good in 33 states at the time. And then Florida and Pennsylvania said, no, you got to pay the VIG in our state in order to carry there. So, you know, when I travel with a firearm, it's, you leave it in the lockbox in the back until you get to a state where they recognize your right to carry. So it's about 30 states now. I don't even consider a cross country road trip without a loaded firearm because you can't, you're taking your life in your hands. And any truck driver will tell you, any over the road driver will tell you, things have gotten worse. Like, you really got to pay attention. And let me tell you, that is not a top item on people's checklist when they get the hell out of Jersey, but it's certainly one of them. And, you know, what we need is support from Congress to recognize the Constitution's guarantee that I can defend myself unless I prove myself to be a criminal and abusing that right by hurting innocents. No government, state or local, should infringe on my right to be able to defend myself, period. So do you have a gun in your home, Dan?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you have a gun in your home, so you pray you don't ever have to use it, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, that's, the, you know, ask anybody in the military. Like, that's the thing. You train hard, hoping that you never actually have to use all that training in a life and death situation. But, all right, Dan, thank you, man. Hey, the you know, you're not going to pay a big fee either in Tennessee.
No, no. Your license, my daughter lives there, so your license is your carry permit, concealed carry. But if you want to open carry, you do have to take a class one time.
Yeah.
So
I used to not favor open carry because I like the idea of concealed carry because nobody knows if you're armed or not. But I'm starting to think open carry might be what we need next. So you start to really send a message to these bad guys out there that think they can just walk into a, you know, any fast food restaurant and shoot the place up. Imagine the unbelievable brazen nature of walking up to a car sitting in a parking lot in Cherry Hill, for God's sakes, and shooting a guy in his car. It's gotten out of control. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you. All right.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Question on the table. Do you have a permit to carry? Do you have a gun in your home for defense? And in particular, if you're a young woman, have you been advised that, you know, you're in a vulnerable category? Have you thought about getting a firearm? I remember a friend of mine, Krista, who was adopting a baby. Her dad said, you're not going to be living on your own unless you go and get qualified and have a weapon in her house. And I think it's good advice, especially for young women. 1-800-283-101.5, 746. Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey. Oh.
7:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jill, did you just get stung outside?
It was crazy. I took a quick little walk outside.
Yeah.
Had my sunglasses on, and a bee or wasp, whatever it was, yellow jacket, went into, you know, right between my eyeball and my and
what
the
did
sunglasses.
You do?
I'm like, hey,
can
I
we check so the security disgusting. Cameras from Acteon?
Oh, no, they're probably.
Are you
yes.
jumping around like a lunatic?
Lunatic.
You didn't get stung though?
No, I think I scratched myself with my fingernail, but I was like, I'm stung, and I'm like, oh wait, that was my nail.
That was you.
It was ugly.
They're everywhere. Jody and I
right
noticed
now.
Yesterday, they're everywhere. It's got to be the fly. I mean, I don't know. Spring, I feel like spring just popped up all of a sudden.
Exploded.
The trees in my yard are like, boom.
Yes.
Like overnight.
Yellow jackets
week, right?
out of control.
Yeah,
Thomas was fighting with a wasp yesterday. It was like he was telling a war story.
I want to hear a story on the other side of the news because I heard he won eventually. It was a long, dragged out battle. but I want to ask you, if you are an exterminator or just somebody who understands bees, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to kill them, poison them, spray them, or let them be? No pun intended. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:55 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Hey. 8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parse Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, Eric, with your outside, I was going to ask you, Jill just got attacked by a bee. And
that's
apparently...
So funny.
Of course, that was the reaction. Now, she survived, as you can hear and see. And then yesterday, producer Thomas had a fight with a wasp.
Oh, boy.
And I think it was touch and go for a while, but he prevailed. But you've got the we were on the deck yesterday, and there were a ton of bees.
Bees or wasps? Because there's an important difference.
All right,
yellow jackets for my
so
house.
Now the puffy bees. Mm. I don't know from bees, but I know the little round like the they look furry.
The bumblebees.
They're not going to hurt you.
They
don't sting you.
They want
right?
nothing to do with you. In fact, they will raise one of their legs if they feel frightened.
What?
And
really?
Then you can just kind of push them away. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Can I do that around here?
But
you
what
try.
Did you get attacked by? What, so it wasn't a bumblebee. And they're just out there pollinating the flowers or eating
flowers,
they right?
They're just... And even honeybees. They want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I like them. No, there's a worker bee like looking
but
for the queen.
But the wasps are something different.
Out.
The wasps and the yellow jackets, they're just a-holes. They will sting you just for the fun of it.
Right?
Yeah.
With a big
what
gang.
What do you do like to gang. Deal with them, though? Like, what do you, how do you deal with that? Because you got, you can't have an, any kind of an insect problem with your outside bar.
No. So I put in, this time of year, I put in carpenter bee traps because I do sometimes get carpenter bees in,
yeah.
In the wood trusses of the bar. We're real careful about what we put down in terms of chemicals, A, because of the dogs, and B, we don't want to kill the honeybees.
Right.
The yellow jackets.
Right.
So typically, my go-to for a yellow jacket nest in the ground is gasoline.
Oh, my.
Gasoline.
I will burn them out. Yeah.
You'll really? Blow up the house.
Yeah. Wait, no, the yellow jacket, why? Because they live underground?
Sometimes they have, sometimes they'll be in a tree, but a lot of times they're in the ground.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And it's,
so whoa, you're pouring gasoline. How do you know where they are? You're poking
you
holes?
You see them where they're... Well, I also have a bee suit, too. So I will
oh my
follow.
God. Can you,
of course
Jill,
you do.
Imagine the
of
scene.
Of course you do. My exterminator has a bee suit because my house has a terrible infestation.
You have a
where
bee problem.
They will go like 3 feet into... And they're dormant during the year.
During the winter.
The winter.
Yeah.
But he comes with the bee suit, and you have a bee suit.
I do. I have a bee suit. I have the hat and the screen over the face and the gloves and everything. Because we had them 1 year. It was bad. We off of our deck, we have some decorative plantings that are around.
Yeah.
And there's a tree that's right up against the right side of the deck. Mm. And we had that. We traced all of these yellow jackets were going in and out of there. That was really difficult. So, I mean, I put my bee suit on and I crawled up underneath the tree.
Oh, what money
and I'm removing the cones.
Right.
And then there's a powder. I used like a 7 powder, not a spray, because you can put it right where you want it to be.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't, has minimal impact on honeybees and other things. It
kills
will kill
them. Okay.
Yeah, because it'll get on their feet and then they take it into the hive.
I've had them penetrate the walls of my house. I have a bow window, big
and
window.
And is that a carpenter
in my,
bee doing that?
They're yellow jackets and they actually busted through the dining room wall.
Yeah.
A hole right through the
really?
Siding.
Yeah, the yellow jackets.
Got into the
jackets
siding right through the wall and hit the
now,
front
what purpose
window.
Do the yellow jackets serve?
Terror.
Yeah, I mean, the ecological benefits...
I mean, I guess it's a protected at some level. Can you kill them?
I mean, the ecological benefit of a yellow jacket is they do some pollination, but they will eat sometimes fleas, ticks, mites, things like that. You know, they're carnivores.
In between stinging the people who are
right.
around.
I mean, it's just so... Most yellow jackets and wasps, they emit a pheromone. So after one stings you... They emit a pheromone that tells everybody else in the hive, hey, we're having a stinging party over here. Come join. And then the next thing you know, you got
that's what
all
happened.
Of them coming
it's,
after
it's
you.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's a party.
My
right?
front bed is all mulch. I stepped on a nest that was in the ground.
Oh, I did
so
that
you don't know it's there.
Wow.
Stepped on it, and they chased me to the driveway.
They were pissed.
Yeah,
yes, like, they were like,
get out of our house.
Chased
last year,
the
whole neighborhood turned out when I had a huge yellow jacket infestation in one of the planting beds on the side of the house. It's a fair distance away from the house. It's all stacked stone.
Right.
So they had built a hive. There were thousands of them in that hive.
Mm.
So I took the gasoline and I dumped it into all of the holes that I could find. And I let it sit for about an hour. And then at dusk, when they were all coming back into the hive, I took a match and I threw it into the hive. It ignited and exploded through all of the stones. All the fire shot out through the stones.
That's when the neighbors gathered?
Yeah, they wanted to see it.
Were you in your bee suit at the time?
I was. They were standing a fair distance away, but the flame shot out. But I'll tell you what, it killed the entire hive. I didn't have another yellow jacket in there for the rest of the year.
When are you doing this again? Because I think I want to get producer Thomas on the case. we need video of this. I cannot believe there's not a video of
some
this.
Some people have a block sale, a block party, progressive dinner party.
Eric has a bee
Eric
burning
blows
party.
Up the front lawn.
Yeah,
love it.
If I have another hive and it's not near the shed or the house or anywhere else.
You got to let us know.
I will absolutely do that.
Yeah,
because
Producer Thomas, I hope you're okay with that because this is a big deal. You got to be in the bee suit, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, I mean, safety first.
Right.
All right, John, hang in there. You'll be first on the other side. How do you deal with the bees in your yard? And are they a good thing? I mean, we've got a ton of them, but I know part of it's a result of the fact that our trees are flowering at a point now where I can't remember a spring where the trees were flowering the way they are right now in our backyard. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 816. Fast traffic. Instant weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry. Weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
823 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So how you dealing with the bugs at your house, in particular wasps, bees? Man, I feel like they're everywhere this year. John in Middletown, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill and the crew. I'm good, thank you.
Good. So what do you think?
All right. I work in a cemetery. I don't want to say what the cemetery is. I don't know if I can or not. In Middletown.
Okay.
And we got a lot of bees here, especially the white-faced hornets, they're hard to get. But the yellow jackets, we use this. It's called 7. Now, 7 makes other chemicals you put on your hose and you spray your yard with. It's S-E-V-E-N. But this comes in like a powdered form, almost like a cylinder, like for tennis balls. And you just sprinkle it over the hole. It could be during the day. It could be at night. And what the bees do, they carry it with them into the nest. And within 24 hours, they're gone.
Now, does it, I imagine it kills anything, right? Like if the, it's not going to differentiate between the different bees, right?
For wasp or anything else, what we just use, you know, spray, the 20-foot spray. Yeah. Just
how bad's the problem? And where do they go? They go by the stones? They go by the monuments, yeah.
Yep, and the guys weed whack, and a lot of guys get whacked. We try to tell them, mark it with a flag stick with a colored tape on it. And we go down there, you just kind of go quick, sprinkle it like you're marinating your steak. And it could be during the day, and then, you know, the bees bring it in. They bring it into the hole. They clean themselves, and the whole nest gets it. And within 24 hours, you go back out. There's nothing. Not a bee coming in or out.
No kidding. Yeah, I'm looking. It's
watching around pets.
It's S-E-V-I-N, right? 7.
It's either I-N or E-N. But it's just, they have the chemicals. We get it in Lowe's. They have the ones you hook up to your bottle, and you spray your whole lawn for ticks and stuff. But, you know, you're spraying your whole lawn. Like you said, I got a dog. You don't want animals running out there with them. But this stuff, you just concentrate around the hole a little bit, maybe a little bit, not too much, half a cup. And within 24 hours, that nest is dead.
That's great, because you don't want people coming out visiting the gravesite of a loved one walking away with stings. I mean, that's not good.
It's happened.
I'm sure it has, you know, and it's one of those things. But I'm glad you said that about the lawn care guys, because you're right. They're out there totally exposed, just doing their job. You hit a nest. All right, I'm on their website now, 7. Thank you for that tip, John. Appreciate it, man. Joe. Have a great rest of your day. All right, you take care. Hey, on the other side, there's a summit coming up next Saturday, the 25th, sponsored by a bunch of doctors at smarthuman.com. And one of the docs is going to call in and just tell us a little bit about what this Women's Health Summit is. I thought you should know about it because it is local, right in the center of the state. They've got 100 seats open, and I'll give you the information on the other side, how you can get involved. But there's one of those things, and we've talked about this, that I think women's health is something that is really underserved in the medical community. You know, and that is something that I've been hearing from both doctors, where we lack research. And I have said this over and over again. You've politicized things like breast cancer. Meanwhile, you go from 1 in 8 women to 1 in 7 women. So it's getting worse. And it's all political. And, you know, how many millions and millions of dollars are raised that make these organizations wealthy, six-figure jobs with all these so-called charities. Meanwhile, women are suffering. So I think women deserve a better break on that. And I want you to hear from this doc on the other side of the news, which is next. 8:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So one of the things that we've talked about and both on the air, off the air, women's health. And, you know, I have often said it's very frustrating to see all these charities and pulling in millions and millions of dollars, yet cancer rates gotten worse, breast cancer impacting more and more women every year, things like that. And, you know, we don't get a lot of answers on women's health. Endometriosis is something that is it's completely out of reach for most of the medical community. And I thought, wouldn't be a good idea to talk to an expert. Dr. Ailey Cohen joins me now. She is leading an annual summit for women's health, and it's coming to our area, Central New Jersey, Princeton, on Saturday, the 25th of April. Dr. Cohen, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I'm so glad you guys reached out. I'm very happy to help promote this. First, tell me a little bit about what the Smart Human Health Summit is all about, and then I've got a couple questions for you.
Of course. So, you know, the Smart Human Health Summit comes from a lot of the work I do in education, trying to teach people about environmental health, how chemicals affect health. And it just so happens that I have a lot of colleagues that I've been working with for, you know, 20 years in the health space that are incredible clinicians in, you know, neurology and cardiology. And I woke up one morning and I said, this has to happen, where we pull people together who are clinicians, hands-on doctors, who are also trained in integrative medicine, which is, you know, a holistic approach as well to their subspecialties. So I wanted to pull the smartest women and actually one male gynecologist coming in, but from around the country for this one-day event that's in person in Princeton, New Jersey on April 25th, but it's also virtual. So if you can't make it in person or you can't watch it that day, you can do it. You know, you can watch all these incredible people share their knowledge online.
And what's the cost?
So the in-person ticket is $399 because, again, 11 people from around the country ain't cheap. Yep. And really requires time and energy. The online is $99 and you can fill a room. So what I've been really doing is reaching out to educators, researchers, evidence-based, science is solid. You know, cut through the noise of what we hear all over the place. That's why you can fill a room with students and women in remission from cancer or people struggling with ailments. Just fill a room and really learn from these folks.
How will the questions go? Will people? Because I get these questions all the time. And, you know, I'm very big into functional docs and holistic healing and the whole idea that we have to work on our own immune system and move away from this addiction to big pharma and you know, everything else that's thrown at us. Healthy living is a big part of changing your life. But will you be able to get questions? Like I would say one of the most common questions I get and one of the big conversations is about endometriosis. A lot of women have this, especially young women, and it seems to be far more common now. I don't know that we even heard of this 10 years ago. But if you've got young women in particular, I'm speaking to them now, who want to call in and ask, will there be that kind of back and forth? Or is it
when I designed this, I really felt that we didn't have enough doctors talking directly to consumers without a lot of third-party media product sales. None of that's allowed, okay? Because that's how I work. I'm a researcher and I'm a rheumatologist as well. But the idea was I wanted the speakers and I said, do your thing. You've been doing this 20 years. You're great at it. Talk your talk about your specialty. But also I want 15 minutes of Q&A with every speaker. And
that's
I want
great.
People also online to be able to, you know, to weigh in and ask some questions that hopefully we'll get to. You know, in person you have access. But online, I wanted people to have that access as well if they have questions. And really, it's just a wham-bam day packed of really high-yield, practical health information. Nothing wacky. And it is, you know, a lot of it is talking about what we can all do from a lifestyle perspective, which is what you're talking about as well. But as a doctor who uses medications in rheumatology all the time, it's just a matter of the judicious use of medications. And that's what Integrative Medicine Board certification teaches us. How do you integrate the best health methods for, you know, prevention and management of diseases?
What do you think is the number one problem with the medical community? I mean, it's easy to look back to COVID and talk about how people have lost faith and confidence in many of the medical professions, certainly big pharma. What do you think is the number one challenge facing the medical community today and how they relate to the average patient out there?
Yeah, you know, look, I never put my colleagues under the bus. I believe that everyone's kind of in it for the right reasons. It's too long of a struggle, money, time, effort to get to be a doctor, or even in the healthcare fields, of course, allied health. But what I really want to work on and what I do is I teach doctors after, believe it or not, they've graduated and they've been practicing. We don't learn enough in the system about nutrition, about environmental chemicals and how they play out in human health, despite the fact that we have thousands and thousands of papers on air quality and water quality and all that, but we don't learn it in the system in training. And so, you know, that's where I have created a lot of curriculum for those programs so that we can train people from the get-go, and then they can share it. And look, trust, you know, you have to, it's a hard thing when you have 15 minutes with doctors, right?
Yeah,
it's not like you're really creating a relationship. You can't share that much information. Lifestyle is not addressed. So I think if the system changed, I think we had better outcomes.
So what would you say is, what would your ideal participant be? Someone who is suffering with an ailment now, somebody who's the person that really, that's going to be worth spending $399 to see these folks in person?
Right. Or 99, and I mean, I'm open to all of it because it's just sharing knowledge. But the persons, look, this is open to all consumers. But it's interesting because these folks, these doctors that are clinicians of 20, 30 years, are integrative medicine trained, most of them, which means they're board certified. We learned from Dr. Andrew Weil, if people know who he is, this is the program and the training over 20 years that he's been building. It's really reasonable information. So these folks are all trained in that, in addition to their specialty. So the people listening are coming in from industry. They're coming from pharma. There are other doctors that are Western trained that didn't hear a lot about this information in their training. But it's really for consumers. It's anyone who's thinking about brain health, heart health, thyroid management, weight management with Ashley Koff, Dr. Jennifer Ashton, a lot of people know. She's a Jersey girl like myself. She's coming in to talk about HRT and menopause. I'll be talking about environmental health and toxins and what we can all do to reduce exposures.
So you'll cover...
it's really for everybody.
Like, you'll cover endocrine disruptors. I mean, this whole idea that, you know, how the chemicals are just absolutely messing with our bodies and our whole system. Okay, I love it. So you run the gamut from weight loss to cancer to endocrine disruptors. You've got a full stack of stuff happening on Saturday. What is the web? Where do people go? I have smarthuman.com. Is that where they go?
It's actually thesmarthuman.com. No worries. And it's also on Instagram. You can also go through the bio on Instagram, which is thesmarthuman handle.
Great.
But it's the website or the other. And really, it's going to be fun. It sounds like, you know, tough stuff, but believe it, come to learn. Take away great information.
Yeah.
Have fun. It's a great energy, great, you know, great lunch, all of it, swag bags. So I hope people will think about it and really dive in.
All right, Dr. Cohen, thank you. And if you want to tag me on Instagram, I'll be happy to share it with you.
I did already.
I will grab it and share it, and I'll direct people to thesmarthuman.com to register. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you. Good luck.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, you take care.
I appreciate you supporting.
All right, you got it. Take care now. All right. This is a big deal. Where are you going for your medical information today? Because I think she hit the nail on the head. No product sales at this thing. Get out of here, big pharma and big medicine, and let's talk about the real relationship between medical professionals and people who need help. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 8:48 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
8:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I will do this again bring you professionals to talk about health. And I think more importantly, women's health. I have noticed this, and maybe you've noticed this too, moms and dads, that your teenagers, your 20-something daughters are struggling with health conditions. And it's easy to just blanket, you know, blame the shot. We know now the COVID shot caused a serious disruption in women's health, and it's bad, and I think we're only going to learn worse things, and I just hope that the big pharma will be held criminally liable. I hope the big hospitals and some of these docs will also be held criminally liable for what they pushed on our kids and our population. But that aside, There are a million other factors, and that's why I appreciate Dr. Ailey Cohen and her perspective on, you know, your environment, the chemicals, all the crap that goes into you. You got to start reading ingredients. Like, you know, they bust on me here, Jen and Jill, about how, you know, the food police, every time I read ingredients and I don't eat the garbage that I used to eat. I mean, I don't eat snack foods that are cooked in seed oils. And you start to look at all these, this garbage stuff with red dye and yellow dye. Don't eat it. You know, the serious thing about endocrine disruptors, and women are impacted, it seems, at a much higher level with, you know, difficulty with their cycle and the and this idea of endometriosis, something I had never heard of. But I can't tell you how many young women that we have talked to, interacted with, and they're finding this common ground that they're all suffering. And a lot of this problem, many docs will tell you, is environmental. So we have a huge problem. I don't know what they're spraying in the sky. I do know what they're putting in your food. So you've got to really pay attention to what you put in your body every day. And let me tell you, health is a job. So I realize you're so focused on your job because you got to pay the bills, and I understand all of that. But if you're not spending the same amount of time that you spend right now picking your entertainment and following your favorite musician or sports team or anything else, you need to spend that kind of time worrying about what you're going to have for dinner tonight and focusing on your health. You need to consider things like house water filters, you know, by making sure you're getting your water from a trusted source. All of those things, everything impacts your health. If you've got the resources, I realize $399 is a lot of money, but this event on April 25th is going to be a very good one. But you can also join online for $99. Again, I get it. $99 not cheap, but it's worth it if you want to learn about the next step for your health. Okay, 8:57. Jen Ursillo with your news next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. I want to bring in a friend of mine who I met several years ago. When we were talking about a horrific incident that happened, I mean, I almost can't believe it. 10 years since Tim and Bridget O'Donnell were killed when a drugged driver, this young guy, was drugged out and flying on the turnpike and hit their car and killed this dad and 5-year-old daughter. And I met the mom, Pam. And she has dedicated her life, and this is an extraordinary woman who has this incredible ability to impact people, and took this tragedy that, honestly, I even today when I retell the story and we talk about the event that she does, it's hard to retell it without feeling some of the pain that this family went through. And, you know, imagine that phone call, and you've lost your husband, you've lost your 5-year-old daughter, but she turned this into a very aggressive program of helping first responders, of talking about safety when you're behind the wheel. And it has just been an honor and a privilege to get to know Pam O'Donnell. And she's got an event coming up. It's tonight. I'm unable to make it with my crazy schedule, but it's the Catch You Later Foundation. And this is their third annual gala. It's going to be in Bayonne at the Chandelier Restaurant. It's a fantastic venue. But she joins me now. Pam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I miss you, Pam. I wish I could come tonight.
I miss you, too, and I'm sorry that you're not coming. You will be missed, for sure.
Well, thank you. I will get there next year, and obviously you and I will hopefully collaborate on some things during the year. Tell me about the foundation. What is your main mission? Because I want people to understand when they support your foundation, the money's going to the right place.
The main mission is to go out and spread distracted and impaired driving awareness and the ramifications of what happens when you do it. far too often all you see on the radio, or hear on the radio or see on TV is car crash, somebody dies, they may show a mugshot, but then you never hear about what happens to the family left behind. So when I go across the United States and talk to high schools, corporate companies, church groups, I give the full story of what happened to my family from the day of the crash till the day of the trial and the end of the trial. And then what happened after that, when that was all over, what happened with me and my daughter, the therapy appointments, the psychologist visits, the health issues, all sorts of stuff. Your life changes in an instant, and every second of every day is different than it was before the day that the atrocity happened.
Yeah, it's amazing that, yeah, and I think with your daughter who was left behind, your surviving daughter is a, I can't imagine how difficult that transition must have been. How's she doing now?
She just turned 17 on Monday.
God bless
her. She's doing great. She's a junior in high school. She is taking college courses, AP honor courses, and she's got a great head on her shoulder. She's very smart. Very sassy. I'm super, super
She's sassy.
Proud of her.
Where'd she get that from, Pam?
I have no idea. She got all of my husband's good traits and all of my bad traits.
That's how it works, Pam. That's how it works. Oh, yep. God does have a sense of humor. How does she feel about mom running around the country?
She likes to be left alone, so she's okay with it.
That's it. Well, teenager. Pam, tonight's going to be a great event. You're supported by the Hudson County Sheriff's Department. I know Mayor James Davis is going to speak tonight, and he's yep. fantastic. The Bayonne Police, and of course, our good friend from Hanover, Ace Gallagher. I'm just so happy that you guys connected in such a good way.
Yeah, so am I.
Right? And so let me know. So tonight, are you on Instagram? I've got the QR code here. It's $100.
I am on Instagram.
You are, right? So tag me on this flyer so that I can share the flyer with the QR code on my Instagram.
Okay.
All right, let's do that today because there's still some tickets available. I can tell you firsthand, the food is great. The presentation is great. The atmosphere is great. I mean, to take this horrible tragedy and turn it into let's make sure this doesn't happen to other families is incredible. Right. And Pam, stay in touch the next time you're doing any of these talks at some of the town halls, et cetera, because I would love to promote it and join you.
Absolutely. Tonight's going to be even more special because we're actually honoring the 8 state troopers that were investigating my case. And because of them, we got the highest conviction in the state of New Jersey history for what the guy was charged with. So tonight's going to be a very emotional night for me.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. And these 8 heroes, I'm so glad. It's what a fitting way to honor the hard work and commitment and service of these hero state troopers. So happy to hear that.
Absolutely.
All right,
Pam.
We're
also honoring 2 fire departments and Bayonne police officers. But the troopers are really... I think it's time that they get honored for the great work that they did instead of a plea deal, which is what we see far too many times.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Pam, thank you. Have a great event tonight. Best to everyone. My apologies that I'm not there, but I will see you very soon out on the road, and you let me know what else you need from me.
You're going to be there in spirit. Believe me. We love you, Bill.
Thank you, Pam. Right back at you. Have a great rest
thank
of your
you.
Day. You take care. That is Pam O'Donnell. You heard her. She had 2 daughters, and you know her 5-year-old Bridget was killed in a car crash with her husband Tim, and she and her 17-year-old daughter. Here we are. She was 7 at the time. Imagine having to talk to your 7-year-old daughter about dad and your little sister not coming home. So when you think about the danger on the roadways, I do want you to tie that into the emotion that comes with thinking about these just enormous losses that people go through when somebody is doing something really, really stupid and irresponsible. And that was certainly the case here. So I want to thank Pam O'Donnell and the mayors who have embraced her and helped her, Ace Gallagher and Tim Daugherty and Jason Carr. I mean, just, and the list goes on. Just great people who have been a big part of getting the word out over 10 years. Okay, 9:17. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5. $1,000 a day at work. Payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway. New handbag. New phone. Pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the At Work Payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work. Payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
It is 9:25. I am Bill Spadia. I gotta tell you, Instagram has finally jumped the shark with me. Jill, I'm sorry that I was disruptive during your broadcast.
I'm used to it.
You are used to it.
Giggling away.
I can't. This is the dumbest product I've ever been pitched. Now, first of all, I don't even know how this got into my feed. I mean, if you listen to some of the serious conversations we've been having on the air this morning, how the hell did this pop up?
Maybe because we talked about you have a different shirt on today, and that
is
one also
that
has
why?
The elbow
I have the
holes.
Elbow rip in this shirt.
Maybe because we said shirt.
So
but explain
is,
to people what
all right,
this is,
so
first
this
of all.
Is a, it's called Scanovus, and it's a self-ironing, your shirt irons itself according to this. So it's a balloon.
It looks like a lawn inflatable. Like the inflatables that you use now, Easter too, they have them. The lawn inflatables, how, you know, they just blow up with
and
air.
They fill with air. So it's like a plastic bag. You put your shirt over it, you attach it, and it fills with air, and the shirt goes that's what it sounds like.
And Bill's got his arms out right now.
And
like,
I'm thinking, like, just the time to attach the shirt to this thing. It's going to have like a flapping around. Like, yeah, it's not going to work. And first of all, just stretching it out doesn't necessarily bring about non-wrinkle. I don't buy. I
and
think
how much
this
heat
is, a scam.
Is in that thing. It's just.
Is it
wait,
hot?
Watching it blow up. Because the arms, they are down at the side on
the
legs.
Yeah, the arms come
and then
out.
They go up like. Yeah, they go up like
so
Jesus.
So I wish you could see this. We are all visual. The visual in here is ridiculous. But what a dumb product.
What does it look like when it's not inflated? Is it a mannequin? So you got to have that in your room? Like,
well, this is the thing. You know what works in iron? Like if you have a wrinkled shirt,
no,
iron
nobody
it.
Likes the iron.
But
no.
But you could iron faster than I could figure out how to get my shirt attached to this. And then it takes up like it's like the size of a chair.
Right. No.
Can you imagine seeing this in somebody's room?
That is hysterical.
If anybody has bought this, it's called Scanovus. Scanovus.
But what's does it say? Scanovus shirt inflator or iron shirt?
I'm gonna do what I shouldn't do. I'm gonna go to shop now to find out more because I care about.
Yeah, I bought boots the other day.
Right.
I bought boots the other day. You know what the brand is? A bunch of vowels. I have no idea what the word is.
So,
it's like,
this is the, all right. So there, according to Scanovus, that's literally what it's called. it's S-C-A-N. It should be Scamovus.
Scam?
That's what it
Maybe
should
that's
be.
That's what it is.
Right? It's S-C-A-N-O-V-U-S.
They're just throwing vowels together now for these
they're
products.
They're making it up, .com. Mm-hmm. And look, let me put my legal disclaimer here. I have not tried this product.
Bill Spadia has not tried it.
I do not know if this is a legitimate company or not. I am merely raising the question.
Any likeness is
purely coincidental. if you buy this product, you got. What are you thinking?
I know.
What are you thinking?
I know.
So I am scarred because of titanium. Titanium has almost ruined Instagram for me because, by the way, titanium, it's not nonstick. It doesn't work. Don't buy it. 9:28, Eric Scott, or no, Jen Ercillo with your news next. 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jill, I have an update on the, what are we calling this thing? This automatic clothes
ironing? It's a wrinkle reducer or eliminator.
$220.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't here when we...
$220
Yeah,
he flipped out.
Ridiculous.
He flipped out at the price.
I'm angry.
Oh, stop. Get one of the inflatables.
I reported it as spam.
Oh, jeez.
That's how angry I was.
Wait, okay,
but
Karen.
But somehow...
Right? I went full Karen. That's it.
Somehow
I want to speak to a manager. See, somehow, that's the problem with the online stuff.
Somehow he's going to wind up ordering it, though. This is going to happen.
That's what Jen's convinced I'm going to end up... No, but here's the thing. I think Instagram knew I was upset.
Oh, boy. So
here's how I think that. Because it immediately fed into my feed this, which is
food.
A duck
it's
fat a, potato.
To calm you down.
That want to make. So I got completely distracted.
Oh, my
so
God.
So do you think that, is that an AI thing that, like, Instagram knows that, all right, send in the roast potatoes with duck
fat. You
know
what, though? I think that is brilliant because I'm going to use that. Kathy, we should use that to calm him down or get him to focus.
It's so
we
easy.
We need to have some videos of, what was that, tallow? Or
Well, this is duck fat.
Duck fat is different from Wagyu. You know,
look how much he's using.
Let's save that video.
See, you know what you're like? You're like, it's like, look at the pretty light. Look at the pretty light. Oh, look.
I can be distracted by shiny objects.
They
is true. But usually it's food.
The duck fat.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, have you had a duck fat potato?
The food represents the shiny light.
Let me explain with the whole thing.
Nice
going,
Jill. Here we go.
He's getting
first
emotional.
Of all, your body wants animal fat. So you should eat more fat, not less. Your body also needs a certain amount of salt.
I love salt.
I love salt, of course, right? So
like it on
these
the rim
potatoes,
of my drink.
The chef here is boiling the potatoes. Now, I've watched Charlie the Butcher do this.
Yeah.
So this just like, I'm right back at Thanksgiving dinner. Like this is, they cut them like a quarter of the potato.
I feel like we need background music,
Why
Kathy.
Is Titanic playing?
Is that good? Yeah.
He doesn't have his headphones on. Headphones.
You need that, this is funny.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's like a dramatic reading of the duck fat potatoes.
It actually works.
Tell us more.
It does work. I get very calm.
Right? Tell me about the duck fat. Tell me about the duck fat. George, tell me about the rabbits.
Oh, my God.
potatoes and men. This is bad. All right. You know what? It worked. I don't remember what the hell I was talking about. So, congratulations, guys. That totally worked.
Now, check your inbox. You just ordered an ironing board. I'm telling you did.
So, Scott in Clearwater, he's like, hey, just throw the damp shirt into the dryer. It'll be wrinkle-free.
Thank you.
That's a guy's way
that also works. But you got to picture, I don't think Jen was here when we started talking about the...
Yeah, the way it inflates.
The blow
like
up
the
guy.
Arms are just down by the legs, big, and then like, they go way up.
Like, yeah, it's like, it looks like a plastic soft mannequin that you're dressing, and then... It blows up. That's my impression of what it sounds like.
It looks like a blow up doll that
it
just
looks
got
like a blow
blown
up doll.
By
yes.
I'm sorry. No, I hate to say it.
I didn't think that, but I'm glad you pointed it out because I'm sure you're not the only one that thought that. We'll see if the app chat agrees as time goes on. But the idea is you put the shirt on it, the stupid thing blows up like a, what is it? Like. Yeah, what's that called? What's that guy called? The advertising guy.
Yeah, it looks like those guys on the side of the road.
The big balloon. Car wash today. Oriental rug sale, 90% off.
Yes.
Now,
you know what?
If I had that in my house, I would put a mannequin head on it and it would become my friend. It would be Wilson.
You'd be talking. You would be having conversations.
I would name it.
Should I buy one and bring it in here?
Stop. That would be great.
What do you think, though? I mean, it would accompany the bowling pin...
What are we wearing that needs to be ironed?
Well, I have a different issue. The elbow ripping is a problem.
Well, that's patches.
That's a bit.
I say
should
we just
I patch the shirt? I've done that. I patched jeans.
Oh, but jeans was that was
I
a
don't.
Huge.
I go to Giovanni's.
But that was a huge thing in the '80s. Remember? Oh my god!
Now they sell them already ripped.
No, yes. I patch them from the inside.
You know when the
Pasquale
producer
has saved jeans for me. All right, go ahead.
When our producer has to write the minutes, they're going to go, in the 9 o'clock hour, we went from duck tallow to fat to holes in shirts.
To jeans.
To jeans.
To jeans.
Back to Wilson. I think people would talk to him.
Yeah.
But would you have to keep him blown up all the time? That's the thing.
Absolutely.
Like when you've got the Santa thing on your lawn, I've never done that. I think...
You mean the blow-ups?
Mr. Scott used to do that. I don't think he does it anymore.
I don't like them because during the day, you got a bunch of mess on your rug.
It looks disgusting. Yeah.
I just think blow-ups look tacky. I don't like that on my lawn.
All right, now we've gone to a sixth topic.
Yeah, I could do bet the over under on how many things I could talk about in a 5-minute segment.
We definitely covered about 18.
How did I even start on this?
The ironing board.
I remembered it. Back to where I was. So I'm now reporting spam on ads I don't like. Mm-hmm. Because it's not good enough to say interested, not interested. Because Instagram doesn't even ask me anymore. They just shove it to me. And here you go. Buy this, idiot.
You know this is backfiring.
And half the time I do it.
It's going to backfire. Mm-hmm. I know.
But do you think... I think the algorithm did. I think it calmed me down. Because I reported spam. So they calculate that I'm angry.
And then they gave
me
a pretty
light. So let me show
light.
You some duck yeah, fat yeah. potatoes. That and was, you're going to be...
That is brilliant.
You're gonna be fine. Isn't that
we're
really
good?
We're
going to use that from now on to keep you on time and...
Yeah, it's actually it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Some people get massages. He looks at duck fat.
Some people look at little shiny blingy things. Yeah.
I think until you've had the duck fat potatoes, reserve judgment. They're mm-hmm. so good. They could distract almost any human.
Squirrel.
They're so good. What's happening now is I'm thinking about, you're going to pass?
On the duck fat?
No,
okay without them.
You have to, let me tell you something.
Oh, no. We're all let saying me, no. He's like, no.
No, you don't understand. Stop.
Jen, Jill, will either
There's
of you
literally
eat duck fat potatoes?
Nothing. You wouldn't even know.
Okay.
They're crispy on the outside, soft and fluffy and airy on the inside.
They're
so good. No.
Because duck is greasy.
No, not, but.
And tastes gamey.
No, it doesn't. The duck fat doesn't. Not that duck may taste gamey.
Then why wouldn't its fat taste gamey?
No, the fat. It's like beef tallow.
Oh my god, my head.
The tallow doesn't give you a beef flavor.
It's 3-1.
If you cook in it,
I'll try it.
Oh. Just so you know, this is Christmas then. I now know what I'm getting.
We're all getting duck fat potatoes.
You're gonna get the duck fat. You're gonna have to provide your own potatoes in the effort. But I'm telling you,
I'll walk
you through a recipe. 9:45, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Guys, got to get out of here. Please, if you can, help the Catch You Later Foundation having their third annual gala. This is my friend Pam O'Donnell. She honors the death of her husband and her 5-year-old daughter 10 years ago now by a drugged and speeding driver. They're honoring the state police who investigated the crash at tonight's gala. It's in Bayonne. You can get more info by either calling 201-469-7985 or emailing catchu2later@outlook.com. And I'll have on social media the QR code as well. Okay, tomorrow's Friday. So I hope you are geared up for a great weekend. I'll be back on Newsmax this weekend in a different capacity, working with some new hosts on one of the shows in the morning. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend, and it starts tomorrow on the show on Friday. I will see you then at 6:00.